Shinches Sif Lamed Ches. Machlis Adam Ibaijai Maliku Pasa Ofa. A person can bring a bucket full of earth before Shabbos, and he puts it in a certain corner. And then he can use it on Shabbos. In other words, earth is not unequivocally muksa. If he designates it for use, in those days he used to cover up things with earth, permitted. There's another problem over here, is you're not allowed to dig in the ground. So here he had this pile of earth, and he designated it for use. That's not considered part of the ground, and therefore there's no problem muksa, there's no problem of digging into the ground. What could he use with it? To use it to cover over excrement or saliva, and things like that. He did not put a special corner where he piled up this earth. Then, if he just put earth on the ground, we say it's considered part of the floor, and now he can't pick it up because that's considered digging into the floor of the house, which is also muksa. Says the Ramah, somebody buried fruit under sand to protect it. He's allowed to take it out on Shabbos. As long as the earth, the sand it's covering, is not muksa because it's set aside for use, you can take the fruit from underneath it. The Ramah says, if somebody puts some sand, earth over some ripe fruit to protect it, take them out, because since that earth was just put there to protect it, it's not muksa.